all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson, who's on travel. So let's talk about one of my most favorite topics, how to dress after weight loss when you're thinner and ready to date. What are you going to do? Well, I have with us our go-to stylist. Lorianne Robinson is a Los Angeles-based image and fashion consultant and multiple Emmy-nominated costume designer. Lord knows we need the costumes, Lori. So, all right, let's get right down to it. First of all, welcome back to Her Radio, and let's talk about the big mistakes, as an expert in basically weight management, I have watched the wildest things happen. From one end of the spectrum, I have women who refuse to leave the black shrouds and the brown shrouds because, that's what they've been doing for years, shrouding. And then I have women on the other end of the spectrum who are 50 who want to dress like they're Miley Cyrus now that they've dropped 50 pounds. Okay, so help Lori.
Yes.
Help.
Well, first of all, the shroud wearers out there need to drop the idea that their body is still the same. They've got to get rid of their fat eyeballs, is what I call it, the fat eyeball syndrome, where they still see themselves that, whatever it may be, 40, 50, 60 pounds heavier, and they can't wrap their head around the fact that their body has changed. So they're not servicing themselves well. As we know, Dr. Pam, how difficult it is to lose weight, especially when you get into that certain age bracket.
Dream.
And you got to drop the shrouds and start wearing clothes that define your body. Now, I'm not talking going the Miley Cyrus route and shopping in the teen departments either, because I see that often, too, with clients. They think they've lost a little bit of weight, so it's time to go to the junior stores. That's not it. Still, just because you lose pounds doesn't mean those numbers come off your age either. So you need to make sure that you are wearing clothes that are still age appropriate, but you just go down sizes. And maybe you can add a few more trend items into your wardrobe because you are going to have that body that can wear those trend items now. Before, when you were heavier, it may not have worked for you.
Yeah, I love this. This is such a rich topic to me. I mean, mm-hmm. I could, talk about this forever, but then my
and
producers would fire me. but here's, you didn't have to laugh that hard either, Lori, but here's the deal, okay? So you've got women who for years, many years, have been heavy, and they have what I call, you call it fat eyes, I call it fat head. Your brain just thinks that way, and you're used to people looking at you like you're invisible, or maybe with that look of, nastiness, and back and forth and disregard, and all of a sudden, you're now the center of attention. It's a freaky experience. I actually made up a rule, Lori, and I said for every 25 pounds you drop, it takes roughly a year for your mind to catch up with that. And that means that there's going to be a transition period during which, you're going to be gradually adding in, instead of radically, changing everything overnight. What you just said, Lori, what I call kind of transitional clothes. Okay, can we switch out the shrouds for, how about a belted dress? The belt part helps you because it reminds you you've dropped the weight. You don't want to be gaining a bunch more, so kind of like a little monitor there. At the same time, it's just one dress. I didn't ask for an entire wardrobe.
Exactly.
Lori, can you help us with some more transitional changes for women who are mentally and physically adapting to this new life?
Well, my key point here is to wear things that have a little bit of stretch in them. I'm not talking, polyester elastic waist pants here, but things that are knit. Those will be more forgiving as you lose weight. You won't have such a huge bagginess going on with a knit fabrication versus a woven fabrication as you lose weight. So, yes, you can belt things in, But you can't belt a dress in that you were, say, 60 pounds heavier, and then you take that dress and you try to belt it in. You're not going to look your best doing that. You're better off discarding that dress and starting new with something. And the stretch is really goes across the board. You know, make sure that your jeans have a little bit of stretch in them, because as you lose the weight, you know, it's basically, what is it, Dr. Pam, about 10 pounds for every dress size is sort of the norm, and everyone loses weight in different areas. We all have different ways in which we lose our weight. So your bottom half may not lose as quickly as, say, your upper body. So you have to take that into consideration and start to work with those areas that lose the quickest. It might take, you know, 20 pounds before the bottom half is going to be a smaller size. And buy a small core wardrobe as you're losing, you know, a few key pieces. And on the areas that you're not losing quite as quickly on, you know, you can have a little bit more. And the areas that in which you are losing quicker, then buy less in that area. So just kind of break up your silhouette, you know, your top and your bottoms, and go from there. And then also add color in, because if you were heavier, most likely you were, again, wearing those shroudy dark colors. Nothing is going to make you feel worse than wearing those dark colors all the time as you lose weight. You've got to start to lighten and brighten up, especially if you're going to start to date. Men are attracted to color, not tons of black and brown and navy blue and gray. You've got to put
color. Oh, I thought it was money. Oh, you're saying color? I thought
color.
It was money.
That's it. Well, green. They're attracted to green.
Oh, green. So, that's right. It has to.
Yeah, they're attracted to
that's
green.
Excellent.
So you have to put some color around your face. Now, you know, that's what they're going to be looking at anyway, especially if you're sitting across from them in a restaurant or whatever. You know, they're not going to be looking at what color pants you have on. They're going to be looking at your face. So put that better color up around, and it'll just lighten and brighten you up, because, you know, you spent a lot of time and effort taking this weight off. So you want to make sure that you look and feel your best. So wearing the dark, dark colors all the time is not going to serve you very well. So get in there, do the stretch, have or clothes that have a little bit of stretch. Get a core wardrobe going that you can easily mix and match. And it can be small, Dr. Pam. It could be only 9 pieces. And I teach my clients how to do this all the time, how to build a wardrobe. And you get a lot of different outfits out of those 9 different pieces, as long as you follow a system correctly, like I teach. And accessorize. This is the time to really accessorize, because you could change out the look of outfits in an instant with the correct accessories. And those
and be bold and be courageous. Out there.
Yes.
And quite frankly, I wish we could all have Lori right there with us at home. I'm kidnapping you, Lori, so you should know that.
Okay.
But you know, you could go to a store, talk to a stylist, and they have these people who will sit down with you and go over color and stuff, because so many women out there have no idea, you know, what color looks great with them.
Exactly.
And what's really going to work well for them. Because if you've been living in shrouds and hide it clothes is what I call them, mm-hmm. then it's just never going to work. So go out there and get some help. Now, more importantly, we've been talking to Lori Ann Robinson, who is our go-to stylist fashion consultant. Her website is larconsultants.com. Look her up to be able to learn more. And then again, get on over to a stylist, you know, close to you. Go to almost any department store and there's someone there who could really help you. Spend some time going over colors as you become more bold, as you are thinner and ready to date and dressed for it too. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.